grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
And go apple picking. Go to a football game. Go ghost hunting. Or not. This fall, get a low lease on the sporty 2024 Corolla. Adventure-ready RAV4 Hybrid, rugged Tacoma, and even the new all-hybrid 2025 Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available to TFS buyers with premium rated credit until 11/4/24.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The road trip continues for San Jose Sharks hockey. Tonight at 6:30, we're on the air with Sharks warm-up from T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, with the San Jose Sharks and the Vegas Golden Knights battling it out with their first of three meetings on the season. This, believe it or not, is our only visit to Vegas in regular season play, and the Sharks want to make the most of it after Vegas managed to come from behind yesterday to beat Ottawa 6-4 at T-Mobile. Falling behind has been a tough thing for Sharks hockey in the first eight games. Out of those eight games played, they've been down 2-0 or worse in five of them, including the game in Los Angeles on Thursday night. It was an electric start for the Kings in their home opener, as Jordan Spence would score the first goal for L.A. at 4:31 of the game. Here's Toffoli moving it down the right wing side, going up against Fiala, loses on the check. Here comes Moore the other way, three-man attack on the right, Spence shoots, score! First goal at 4:31 of the first period, and it's for Los Angeles, and Jordan Spence, defenseman, has the presence of mind to jump up into the play on that one to create a three-man attack. The pass came across the ice, a little too much space there for Spence to receive that easily, and he beats Blackwood, and it's 1-0 LA. Then 8:47 into the first period, Warren Fogle scored his first of two goals on the night. On the near boards now, 1-0 Kings. LA's got it. Alex LaFerriere one-on-one against Jack Thompson. Behind the net, Thrun lost the puck to Fogle. Wraparound attempt, save, Blackwood score! Now there's Warren Fogle getting his second goal of the year. Wins that little battle behind the net. And he had his stick down and just sort of muscled his way to the puck after Blackwood made the save. It's 2-0 LA. The first period was barely half over when Fogle would get his second goal of the game on a brilliant play by young defenseman Brant Clark that got the puck to the net. Right now, 2-0 Los Angeles. Neutral zone interception by Edmondson to Fogle. Now to Toffoli, check him. Yep, he got it right at the Sharks' blue line. Granlund lead pass batted down by Eklund. That's a pretty nice hand-eye coordination move to at least give the Sharks a chance to gain the zone entry. But then he got bumped by Clark, the guy who was drafted right after him in the NHL draft, and the Kings are in the Sharks' zone. Clark gets the pass on the point, moves away there from Toffoli, throws it toward the net, score! There was a delayed penalty that was going to be called there in front of the net, and once again, Clark sending the puck to the goal. The puck gets tipped, and it's 3-0 LA with 8:24 to go in the first period. Now, the Sharks fought back hard after that, scoring twice on the power play, one of those with an extra attacker goal. Mikael Granlund at the exact halfway point of the game got the Sharks on the board. Tremendous pressure by the Sharks on this power play. Here comes Granlund now, moving in on the left side, shoots, score! Mikael Granlund, an absolute laser of a shot, and the San Jose Sharks get the goal that they desperately needed, a power play goal for Mikael Granlund with only 32 seconds left in the Burrows penalty. And Granlund, with 1 minute to play in the third period, with Mackenzie Blackwood pulled out for the extra attacker, would make a game of it. Third period, 3-1 LA. Sharks win the draw. They put it back to the point. There's Thompson with it. Holds it. Goes back to Granlund. Throws to the net. Score! Mikael Granlund lets a shot rip from 55 feet out, and it gets by Rittich, and the Sharks are within one with a minute to play. But that 3-0 deficit that the Sharks spotted the Kings proved to be absolutely deadly and insurmountable in this case. Los Angeles, in spite of a valiant effort by the Sharks, would hang on to win by the score of 3-2. And so, San Jose enters this game as the only team in the NHL without a victory in game number 9 of their season. What are the controllables in the situation when you start a game? Henry Thrun gave us some ideas.
Yeah, I mean, it's all individual, I think, you know. Some guys like to skate that morning of, some guys don't. Get to the rink, some guys like to chill out, some guys like to, you know, listen to intense music. So it's really up to the individual, whatever guys got to do to be ready. So far, I don't think we've been too good at that. But, you know, we're all pros and we've all been had our own process throughout our career, and whatever works for guys. So far, you know, maybe we should start switching things up a little bit, because so far it hasn't been too good, and it's been an emphasis as far. So hopefully we can start turning that part of our game around.
Ty Dellandrea thinks that is a very controllable part of what the Sharks need to put together in the early part of the season.
Absolutely, yeah. I think we show up on time. Do whatever you can as an individual to be prepared to play, whether that be warming up, taking care of your body, getting in the right mindset, but we got to show up to play when the puck drops.
Defenseman Jack Thompson put it simply when talking about what the players individually need to do to get ready for a game.
I think being prepared is something you can control. I think going out there, and I think the controllables are, you know, your effort, your attitude, and you know, using your brain. So I think it's controllable for sure, but we just got to be prepared right when puck drop tonight.
Head coach Ryan Warsawski also has a game day routine that's pretty critical in making sure his club gets going early.
I've been doing the same routine for a while, and it takes some time to figure out that routine. A lot, you know, when I was first started, I stayed at the rink all day, and then I realized that was probably overwhelming me a little bit and burning me out. So, you know, I like to come to the rink, you know, get a workout in, meet with the guys, get our meetings prepared, and then I'll go back and eat lunch and just relax for a little couple hours and come back to the rink. You know, sometimes I try to get a little sleep, but sometimes, and especially this time of year, what's going on, there's not a lot of sleep being had. But, you know, I like to get over here and kind of get in the mindset of getting prepared and making sure our team's ready.
The Teal Report will continue from Las Vegas, Nevada, right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal. But it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from Cal Hope. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. Cal Hope, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
The doctor will see you now.
But do they really? Do they see you as a mother who's a daughter and a caregiver? Fearless, but sometimes fearful? A health nut with a French fry habit? An O-positive geologist named Patty, who's here today for a melanoma exam? At Kaiser Permanente, we believe the only way to care for all of you is by seeing all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
Termites, rodents, and other pests never rest. Luckily, neither does Planet Orange. Think you may have a pest problem? Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for a free termite inspection or general pest consultation from our licensed professionals. Planet Orange is an innovator in effective, eco-friendly pest control methods. They'll customize each program for your needs using the most eco-friendly solution available. So don't wait. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com and get started today.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Vegas is coming off a big come-from-behind win against the Ottawa Senators, in which it looked like they were going to lose, but Tomas Hertl took over in the third period, winning key faceoffs and scoring a huge goal en route to the Vegas victory. Head coach Ryan Warsawski says the process of being ready to go from the very opening faceoff is not only something that a player individually has to do, it's something that his team as a group is also learning.
You become a team, and you're on your own routines, and individually you have your own, you know, things you go through to get prepared for a game. And then as a group, we do a lot of different things. There's a lot of meetings that happen before the game that, whether that's D-specific or forward-specific or power play or penalty kill or pre-scout that we're going to see that night. So ultimately, we feel like we do a pretty good job of, you know, you know, not making sure our meetings aren't 35 minutes and our guys are staying loose and not getting too tight sitting there in a meeting session. So, you know, we have great energy before the game. I'll tell you that. The energy in the room, the guys seem prepared, and for whatever reason, we just get stuck on our heels here as of late.
Defenseman Henry Thrun talked about the challenge that Vegas brings.
We got to make sure, you know, we find our game and we're trying to dictate pace. You know, trying to play to win necessarily, not trying to lose. So for us, that'll be kind of a big factor. Obviously, they got some lethal guys, so making sure we kind of handle line rushes appropriately, whether it's time to squeeze or time to kind of hold middle ice. It's going to be a big emphasis of ours.
See you tonight. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.